Maestro as an advocate for global peace.
Maestro Barenboim was on hand in Geneva to receive the new UN designation from the Secretary General himself, Ban Ki-moon. There was no performance this time round, but the UN chief told reporters that he'd often heard the West Eastern Divan Orchestra play and always been moved.
For the past 9 years, Maestro Barenboim has used his extraordinary talent and commitment to promote peace and tolerance, the core value of our organization as a United Nations messenger of peace. Well before that, he was uniting young musicians from Israel and Arab countries to foster dialogue and people-to-people diplomacy in the West Eastern Divan Orchestra that he founded with the late Edward Said.
The UN Alliance of Civilizations will support the orchestra in its new role as global advocate. The orchestra is based in Seville, Spain, and includes players from numerous Middle Eastern countries, including Palestine, Syria, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, and Egypt. Barenboim, the famous Argentinian-born piano virtuoso and conductor, said that the power and authority of music was sublime, rising above politics, but it could always help increase empathy and understanding.
Music cannot be used for something else. Music, in the end, is an end in itself, from which we can learn and adapt what we learn from the music for something else.
The Secretary General agreed that barriers could be broken down and bridges built instead by the influence of the orchestra, which plays at major festivals and events throughout the world. Barenboim said that the orchestra was very honoured by the new designation, which only intensifies cooperation with the UN. The way in which members of the orchestra had learned to respect each other across the divide should be a model for the whole Middle East in this time of crisis, he added.
They have learned to listen to the other and to have respect for the narrative of the other. Then, of course, when they spend all day long trying to make music together, playing in together in the same note, with the same volume, with the same quality of sound, eventually the differences, at least mentally, get softer.